This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. God uses rather unique ways to teach us at times. In Exodus 15, we find the Israelites in the desert. After 3 days, they finally found some water at Marah. Coming to the water with high expectations, they understandably were distressed when they discovered it was bitter. Their immediate response was to grumble at Moses. Moses, in turn, cried to the Lord, who instructed him to take a tree and throw it into the water. To the amazement of all, the water became sweet. Why would God go through this process? First, to test them. Through the test, it became obvious that they still had not learned to trust in God. In fact, they failed doubly by grumbling. Then, by providing a solution, God taught them again that He could be trusted in every situation. Finally, and most important, He revealed Himself as their great physician, Jehovah Rapha. Egypt experienced many diseases as judgment for their rebellion, though it doesn't say in the text that some of them got sick from drinking the bitter water at Marah. It is implied, since God promised them that none of the diseases experienced by the Egyptians would inflict the Israelites if they walked rightly before God. He would be their healer, Jehovah Rapha. This chapter ends with God guiding them to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, and they camped there near the water. Elim was not far from Marah, where the miracle of turning bitter water into drinkable water took place. What lessons can we learn from their experience in these two cities? To review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.